Today is February the 3rd, 2019. This is Mr. Cage or Coach Cage. And the title for this podcast episode is, drum roll, The Best of the Worst. This is for my big kids. This is for my peers. Those mid-30s, late-30s, maybe 40. Specifically those that I may have went to school with. Also, people doing positive things in the community. This is for you. Also, this podcast for my teenagers, my students that may be listening to this. This will help you in regards to making long-term and short-term goals for your future. So help us not to be sent off by status quo. Podcast was inspired by Ernest Krim. Him and I were having a conversation about our students not being in class because of the past week, last week, severe weather in respect to temperatures and students not coming to school. Now I have a class and the class was real thin. Wasn't a lot of students there. Friday, we teaching our content, and my last period of class is stressing. Free day, free day, free day. And the reason why they wanted a free day was because nobody was there. And I told them, no matter who was present, we will teach content and ask questions later. And it made me think about how we live our lives based off what other people do and what other people don't do, and it sends us off oftentimes. And as adults, specifically the people that I'm talking to that are in the 35 to 40 range, now is the time to reassess where your life is going. Now is the time to reassess the people that you connect to or hang with. Now is the time to reassess your thought life. And what is the purpose for your life? And importantly, the purpose that God gave you and the life that you live for Him. This is going to be good. Some of us don't go to church. Some of us don't subscribe to God. My question for the adults is, or my request is, for you to merely consider, because I'm a person that has a testimony that used to live a certain lifestyle, whether it was a quote-unquote thug life or transition it into educational realm, college, and I had many hopes, dreams, and aspirations, but God interrupted my hopes, my dreams, and aspirations in order for His purpose to be fulfilled in my life. Shout out to Dr. Krim. I appreciate you, big bruh. Remember, the best of the worst. This is for my big kids. You will realize your full potential when you meet the expectations for the life you've been entrusted with. We will realize our full potential when we meet the expectation for the life you've been trusted with. I want you to really listen to my specific terms and words in this episode. There will be a part two. I can't give you all this information. I got to give you time to digest it and understand it and open up the door for questions. One challenge that I will give you is to challenge yourself not to think that you know what I'm saying, because you don't. You have an awareness of it, but to know is to produce the result of the knowledge that you acquired or obtained, not merely that you know or have an awareness of what I'm saying. I repeat, you will realize the full potential, your full potential, when you meet the expectations for the life you've been entrusted with. Our full potential is not solely determined on possessions, pleasures, and positions, meaning money, education, and career. That is a byproduct of what you deem as your full potential or what you deem as success. In addition, the expectation for your life that you've been entrusted with, what you have to understand is this, is that the life that we have is not ours. We may believe naturally so, but that equates to many frustrations. And when you have an internal frustration, we normally go to externals to relieve, to give us temporary relief from internal frustration. My statement for you is that we will never experience internal relief permanently based upon externals, doing outside, going to the club, drinking, girlfriend, boyfriend, exercising, all the external habits that we have will never, ever, 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 ever satisfy us on the inside, which will not allow us to realize or experience freedom. Relief is not freedom. Relief is temporary. It's a stress reliever. We're not looking for stress relief only. We're looking for liberation and freedom. Too many of us are attempting to validate, to be validated, and to be famous instead of focusing our attentions and efforts on becoming relevant. I have a divine discontentment for social media at this point in my life, because all I see is us. All I see is us promoting us. I'll give myself an example. There was a time where I promoted myself. I wasn't concerned about others and what others were doing. I caught myself being saturated in the cesspool of being affirmed by people. Affirmed in terms of hearts, likes, so on and so forth. We get caught up into that, and if you have to honestly assess where you are in your life, and if you're not able to, you need to ask somebody outside of you. I challenge you, look at your social media and look at how many times you promote yourself and what you're doing instead of living life or promoting someone else. That should let you know that you're looking for affirmation and validation from people instead of focusing your attentions and efforts on becoming relevant, becoming impactful. A person can only become relevant and impactful if they are living their lives according to God's purpose. And if I can go higher and deeper, a person can only become relevant and impactful if the life that God has given them, they are in alignment with His instructions and directions. The life, once again, the life that you've been given is not yours. And I give you these final couple thoughts to consider. The end result of a podcast such as this is a whole recalibration, a whole reworking of your lifestyle, your priorities, and your value systems. If our value systems do not shift, then the sad part about it is that we will infuse our value system into our kids. And right now, our kids are solely, many of them are solely determined on social media to affirm their identity. As time goes on, 2020, 21, and so on and so forth, technology is going to get more effective. Content is going to know, people are going to be able to touch our emotions more. And if we don't shift our value system soon and our mentality, our kids can be the victim of us not knowing who we are. And then we make all these ill-advised decisions, our kids suffer, and it can become drastic. I want to leave you with this last couple of thoughts to consider in connection with success. We believe that we are successful, and a person can achieve success and not be outside and be outside of their purpose for their life, why they were born, and where God will have their life to go. We have subscribed to that and it's really surface. It's really plutonic. And hear my heart concerning this, because I'm gonna be harsh, but you know me. Therefore, you know I'm not trying to harm you at all. When I hear people talk about what they have and what they're going to do, they're trying to buy a house, they're trying to get a car, they're trying to get a job. I hear baby talk. I hear a large volume of immaturity, because a person, we cannot base our life and our life success and our legacy off of material items, because material items always fade. If I base my life solely on material items, then my decisions are going to flow from that decision. I'm going to work extra hours, and my life overall as a holistic person, spiritually, mentally, socially, financially, and emotionally, will suffer, because I'm working more on my business and I'm working more on my job than I'm allowing God to work in me. Our public life, career, is always compromised or influenced by our private life. What we do when we're home. Are we studying? Are we attempting to grow and develop as a person first? If you grow and develop as a person first, then your career will fall in alignment, as long as you are walking according to God's purpose and His principles. I will leave you with this to consider. We need to, with it being February the 3rd, 2019, for your children, for your kids, and your kids' kids, we all need to sincerely revisit our definition of success. Some of us are truly wasting the most valuable commodity of time, attempting to be successful in accordance with material items. You don't have to be, or you're not successful in totality, because you have a truck, a house, a car, a career, or investments. That is not true. Run away from that thought. Run away from that concept. Because if I don't know who I am, then everything doesn't matter. The expectation for your life is different than the expectation for my life. I can't live my life based on what you do and what you don't do, because there's a great possibility that you may not know who you are. But if I have a relationship with God, then I know for sure that I'm moving in the right direction. You got questions? You gotta have questions off this, grown people, adults. Shoot them to me at divorcethepass@gmail.com. Part 2 will be coming next week. I'm going to saturate, listen to this myself, make some key points. I got some other thoughts I want to share in conversations, in order for you and for us to be free from the false measurement of success, attempting to appease people, being validated solely by people, which influences our decisions, which in closing compromises our character and our decision making. We don't need that right now. We need to reassess where we are, who we are, and where we're going according to our God-given purpose, destiny, and identity. Coach K signing out. We will connect next week. Have an awesome week. I'll see you soon.